Books on Tape presents Iron Orchid by Stuart Woods, read by Carrington McDuffie. Prologue. Teddy Fay had always been a planner, and he had a plan now. He hadn't expected to be rousted from his cottage in Islesboro, Maine by the FBI, but when it happened, he had his escape route already prepared. The tunnel had taken him out of the house, and while they were searching the coast, he had headed for the little island airstrip. For the past few weeks, Teddy had been methodically killing people with whom he disagreed politically, and, as he had expected, the nation's law enforcement agencies had not taken it kindly. But he had been a step or two ahead of them all the way, and he was a step ahead of them now. He had been in the air for an hour now, and he was approaching the Kennebunk VOR at 6,000 feet. He had been flying the day before at low altitudes, full rich, and he had burned a lot of fuel. He was down to 19 gallons now, and burning 13 an hour. He couldn't land at an airport because the airplane would be discovered when the sun came up, and the FBI would know where to stop looking. He needed to ditch the Cessna where it wouldn't be found. Where would that be? He looked down at the Maine coast. There were few lights on, except in Kennebunkport, a short distance ahead. Then something roared past him on either side, shaking the Cessna 182RG and frightening him badly. What the hell was that? When he had calmed himself, it occurred to him that, maybe, he wasn't as far ahead of them as he had thought. He switched his radio to the emergency frequency. Cessna 182 retractable, do you read me? A young man's voice asked. The two jets.